弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨呢要再来读这个诗篇第45篇。
This morning we'll continue with our study on Psalm 45.
这实在是一篇非常美丽的诗。
This really is a wonderful psalm.
我想我们这样读啊。我们读中文的先读，然后读英文的跟着再读。
I think we'll read it in this fashion. We'll just read it audibly and loud in Chinese. And then the English will just follow along.
那么我们先这样来读啊，从第一节读到第八节。
We'll read first, the first eight verses first.
Yeah. 我们分成三段来读，从第一节到第八节先读。第一节到第八节，不是我们先读中文，那英文读。第一节到第八节。
We're going to alternate in reading. We're going to first read it in take turns reading it in Chinese and then in English.
好，我们中文的先来，从第一节到第八节。
The first eight verses.
可拉后裔的训诲诗，又是爱慕歌，教于灵长，调用百合花，我心里涌出美词。无论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠，所以神赐福给你直到永远。大能者啊，愿你腰间佩刀，大有荣耀和威严，为真理谦卑公义赫然坐车前往，无不得胜。你的右手必显明可畏的事，你的剑锋快，射中王敌之心，万民扑倒在你以下。神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。你的衣服都有没药沉香肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音使你欢喜。请英文。
Okay, I'll read it in English. For the choir director of music to the tune of lilies of the sons of Korah, a maskil, a wedding song, a song of love. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword on thy thigh, O mighty one, in thy splendor and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride on victoriously. For the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness, let thy right hand teach thee awesome things. Thine arrows are sharp, the peoples fall under thee. Thine arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteous uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of joy above thy fellows. All thy garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made thee glad.
第九节，有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中，王后佩戴俄非金饰站在你右边。女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，你当敬拜他。推罗的民必来送礼，民中的富足人也必向你求恩。王女在宫里极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的，她要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从她的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。他们要欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。
Okay. We'll read verses 9 to 15 in English. Kings, daughters are among thy noble ladies. At thy right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, give attention, incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Bow down to him. And the daughters of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will entreat your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She will be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to thee. They will be led forth with gladness and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace.
16和17节, 你的子孙要接续你的列祖, 你要立他们在全地作王, 我必叫你的名被万代纪念, 所以万民要永永远远称谢你。
Verse 16 and 17, in place of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will cause thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the peoples will give thee thanks forever and ever.
我们知道这篇诗是可拉后裔写的。
We now know that this psalm was written by the sons of Korah.
非常美丽的诗。
This is an extremely beautiful psalm.
那么它中间主要是论到一个王，还有一个王后。
And this psalm speaks of a king and his queen.
然后附带后面呢，讲到那个子孙。
And at the end it speaks of their children.
我们上次讲到。
And last time we already spoke upon this.
根据希伯来书,
and according to the book of Hebrews,
我们很清楚看见这个王是指着主耶稣说的。
We can clearly see that the king is Jesus himself.
因为论到这个王只有主配得。
And because these words that describe the king, only Jesus is worthy of this description.
当然如果这位王是基督,
and if this king is Jesus,
那么王后就一定是教会。
Then the queen spoken of here is the church.
我们知道全本圣经最中心的启示就是基督和他的教会。
And if you read the Bible, you'll know that the most focal point of the entire Bible is Christ and his church.
这是神的旨意中间的最中心的思想。
And in God's entire purpose, this is the most focal point.
我们知道到启示录里面就看见羔羊和羔羊的妻是整个的中心。
And you can see in the book of Revelation that the Lamb and His Bride is the focal point of the whole book.
说今天如果人能认识基督和基督的教会,
so today, if you are to understand and recognize Christ and His church,
你就明白全本圣经的意义。
Then you'll understand the entire Bible.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们真是感觉可拉的后裔是有启示的眼光。
We really sense that the sons of Korah had a prophetic vision.
当他论到这个王,
that when they write about the king,
论到王后,
and they write about the queen,
其实他就是摸到了 神旨意的中心思想。
They've actually touched the focal point of God's desire.
我们上次已经讲过, 主耶稣就是这位荣耀的王。
We mentioned last time that the Lord Jesus is this king.
对他来讲, 一切都是完全的。
And according to him, everything is perfect.
他是完美的那王。
And he is an awesome king.
我们讲过他的自己,
and we mentioned the king himself.
然后讲到他的能力,
we spoke of his power,
他的国度,
his kingdom,
还有他心中所愿望的,
and all of his heart's desires.
然后我们看见他的行为,他的生活的表现。
And we also talked about his behavior and how he conducts himself.
每一样都是完全的。
Everything, every aspect is complete and perfect.
但是当我们看见从第九节开始看到这个王后的之后呢,
but when we look at verses 9 and on and we read about the queen,
这里就有很多提醒。
There are a lot of reminders here.
有很多要求在里面。
A lot of requirements.
所以呢，我们作为神的儿女。
So as children of God.
我们作为教会，作为羔羊的妻。
As a church, as the bride of Christ.
我们必须要注意到底神在这里要求什么。
We have to understand what exactly the Lord requires of us.
提醒我们什么?
And what is He reminding us of?
我们请弟兄姊妹一同来看第九节以后的经文。
And if you, I invite you to read verses 9 and to the end of this psalm with me.
第九节,有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中,王后佩戴俄非金饰站在你右边。
And in verse 9 it says, King's daughters among thy noble ladies, at thy right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir.
这整节圣经让你看见一件事情，神要主要求他的教会要怎么样呢？要尊贵。
And here we can see that God requires that his church are like these noble ladies.
啊弟兄姊妹们，我们知道古代的君王啊，他如果要娶妻，都是娶别的国家的君王的女儿，对不对？王后、公主。
We know that in ancient times, when a king is to be married, they will marry the king's daughters of another country.
他不能娶普通的女子的。
The king can't be married to just a regular person.
当然在其中做了王后的那更是尊贵无比。
And of course the queen has to be someone who is amazing.
这就讲到主耶稣基督他所要得到的妻子王后是非常尊贵。
And so this speaks of the fact that what the Lord Jesus wants in a bride is someone who is noble.
我们要感谢神呢。
And we have to thank the Lord.
因为今天的教会就是王后。
Because today the church is the queen.
但是我们都知道我们的出身很卑贱。
We know that our nature is that we are not honorable people.
我们呢是罪人。Sinners.
Oh, we are sinners.
啊，我们里面满了败坏的天性。
We have a lot of, just a despicable nature. Within us.
没有一点点是尊贵的。
There's no nobility in us.
你知道我们没有得救之前我们瞎眼了，我们常常感觉自己蛮尊贵的，对吧？
And prior to us being saved, we thought we were pretty good when we were blind.
但是有一天一蒙恩一在主的光中就看见自己多么的可怕。
But then on the day that you accept the Lord Jesus, your eyes are open, then you see just how terrible the person
is. 但是感谢神，他没有丢弃我们。
But thank God that he has not forsaken us.
他仍旧把我们救赎回来。
And he still loves us and saves us.
所以他在我们身上要做一个工作。
So he's doing a work in us.
要把我们从卑贱的变成尊贵的。
That he's making us dishonorable people into someone who is noble.
因为只有我们尊贵了，我们才能跟他相配。
Because only if we are noble, then we can match his qualities.
这是主的工作。
And this is the work of God.
不管你来的时候你多卑贱，神一定要把你做成尊贵。
It doesn't matter how dishonorable we are, he for sure will change us into someone who is noble.
所以你看我们蒙到何等大的恩典呢。
So this is such a tremendous grace that we've received.
所以我们一生在地上。
So our lives in this world.
整个的生活的转换就从卑贱变成尊贵。
Our entire change of life is from dishonor to someone who is noble.
所以神的儿女那个卑贱的事情呢不要去摸不要碰。
So all of the sinful deeds and acts we should not touch.
教会是尊贵的。
The church is noble.
但我们知道仇敌的工作就是要把教会弄得乱。
And we know that Satan's work is to, spoil and defile the church.
他把很多世界的败坏的东西弄到教会里面来。
He brings in all the things of the world to corrupt the church. So today when we speak of being a testimony, if our thoughts and our heart is not in a place of nobility and honor, then we can't testify for the Lord. So when it speaks of the queen here,
非常的尊贵,
this queen is extremely noble.
并且这个王呢, 要佩戴这个俄非金饰,
and it, she is
Ophir,
the queen is in stands in with gold from Ophir.
这个俄非呢, 我们不知道它的背景是怎样, 但是呢, 很明显地告诉我们, 俄非的金子非常好。
We're not exactly sure on the reference of what Ophir is, but we know that this gold is extremely valuable.
那个意思就是说, 俄非的金子是纯金的。
It speaks to the fact that the gold from Ophir is pure gold.
像今天有很多人到金饰店里面去买金子啊, 他要买那个纯金才有价值, 对吧?
So if you go to a jewelry store and you buy gold, you want to buy the pure gold because that's most valuable.
所以在他们的世代里面呢, 这个俄非的金子是最好的, 最纯的金子。
So in their time, the gold from Ophir was the most pure and valuable.
当然我们知道在圣经里面金子预表神的性情。
And we know that gold in the Bible represents the character of
教会中只有满了神的性情, 满了基督的性格, 他才是尊贵。
The character and nature of God. So in the church, what we need to manifest the nature and character of God.
并且只有他才可以站在王的右边。
And only the queen in gold can stand at the right hand of the king.
在犹太人的意念里面,
in the Jewish custom,
啊, 右边是最重要最大的一面,
the position of the right hand is the most honored position.
这说明呢, 教会啊, 在主的眼中是无比的重要。
That means the church in God's eyes is the most precious thing to him.
我们常常讲在今天地上, 教会才是主耶稣的最爱。
And the church is the one thing that God loves the most.
他把我们放在他的右边最重要的地位上。
He has placed us at his right hand, the place of honor.
我想很多神的儿女们呢, 是知道有教会,但不觉得教会是那么重要,
I think a lot of people have this concept that they know the church, but they don't know the value of the church.
不, 在主的眼中, 教会是最重要的。
But we have to know that the church in God's eyes is the most precious thing to him.
这世界上面什么帝王啊, 什么总统啊, 什么大的事业, 没有一样东西能跟教会相比。
And the kings and the presidents and prime ministers of the world can't compare to the status of the church.
只有教会能够站在主的右边。
Only the church can stand at the right hand of the king.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当我们读这些话的时候,
when we read these words,
我们必须能看见神的心意。
We have to see God's heart.
然后第十节,
And then in verse 10,
他说, 女子啊, 你要听, 要想, 要侧耳听, 不要纪念你的名和你的父家。
Said, Listen, O daughter, give attention and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house.
下面, 11, 12节, 两个好的结果。 第一个, 就是让我们能够看见, 在主的眼中, 极其美貌。
So in verse 11 and 12, we can see the result of this is that you can see the beauty of the
那她就是真是你的主了,
the queen and how others will honor her.
连外邦推罗也来送礼,
and even other people will come to entreat your favor.
在民中富足的人也向你求恩。 什么意思啊? 我们知道今天有很多聚会, 他们里面也有属灵的丰富。
So other people will bring gifts to you, and then in verse 12, the rich among the people will entreat you.
他们虽然富有了, 还会向你求恩。
Even though they're rich themselves, they'll still come to you to ask for your favor.
我们知道在教会历史上,
in church history,
很多聚会因为他们的这个丰富可以供应其他的聚会的。
There are some churches who are so abundant where they can bless other churches.
但这是一个很重要的一个要求。
But there is an important requirement.
啊, 神要求, 王要求, 他的王后要有绝对的奉献。
The requirement is that the king, who is God, requires that his queen has a complete devotion to him.
不要纪念你的民和你的父家。
So he says, forget your people and your father's house.
必须要砍断一切旧有的属地的情感。
And you separate yourself from all of the fleshly and worldly attachments that you have.
弟兄姊妹知道在教会历史上啊,
Brothers and sisters, if you know in church history,
很多人当蒙到神的呼召的时候,
many people who have been called by God,
这个点都是最难的一个决定。
This is the most difficult decision to make.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们要知道, 只有神有这个资格要求我们有绝对的奉献。
Only the Lord is worthy of requiring this absolute devotion from us.
你知道这个世界上啊, 有的职业是这样, 你像当兵的啊, 你如果从当军人的,
There are different careers in this world. For example, if you're a soldier,
那么国家对一个军人那是有绝对要求奉献。
The country requires that you as a soldier have a undivided, complete devotion to the country.
有的宗教也是这样。
And some of the religions in the world are the same.
其实呢, 只有神有这个资格要求的。
But in reality, only the Lord is the one who is worthy of making this request.
我们要记得我们是他造的。
We have to understand that He is the one who created us.
我们是他救赎的。
We are the ones who have been purchased through His salvation.
我们是他赐生命的。
We are the ones who
give life.
Have received His life.
所以只有神能要求我们有绝对的奉献。
So only the Lord should be able to ask us to give our lives to Him.
今天神的儿女们如果在奉献上不够绝对，我们很难荣耀神。
But if our devotion to the Lord is wishy-washy, then we can't glorify Him.
不，我们也不需要害怕，因为我们神是恩典的神。
But we don't need to be afraid because our God is a God of grace.
你们容许我讲一点自己的经历啊。
If you allow me to give my own personal example.
我20岁出头的时候，主呼召我出来侍奉主。
When I was 20 years old and the Lord called me out to serve Him.
我把我的前途丢弃了，我一点都没有觉得什么可惜。
I gave up all of my future and gave it to the Lord. And I had no regrets.
那个时候呢，我只有一点心里觉得难过的。
And at the time, I had just a little bit of disappointment.
Feel 难过的。
Or I felt sorry for
myself. Feel sorry, 对。啊, 那是什么呢? 就是我想我去侍奉主了。
I thought, well, if I go serve God,
我以后恐怕我不能照顾我的父母了。
I thought, well then maybe I won't be able to take care of my parents.
我必须要放下这个。
And I had to put this down.
所以那个呢, 叫我难过了好一阵子。
And this caused me to be really
feel sorrow.
I felt really bad.
Yeah. And 那么,
sorry for myself for a long period of time.
我有7个兄弟姐妹。
I am one of 7 children.
No, 兄弟姐妹的, 我的 哥哥弟弟妹妹有七个。
Yeah. One of 7 children in the house.
所以呢，我在主面前祷告，我说主啊，我以后不能照顾我父母，求你在这六个人中间，你兴起一个人来照顾他们。
So I prayed, Lord, even though if I serve you, I'm not able to take care of my parents, would you please allow one of my six other siblings to take care of my parents?
因此呢，我就写了一封信给我的父亲。
So I wrote a letter to my dad.
我告诉他。
And I told him.
主呼召我出来侍奉主。
That God called me to serve him.
我说唯一叫我里面觉得难过的，我对不起你们了。
And I said to my dad, the one thing that I'm most sorry about, and
most
indebted to you, may you please forgive me.
将来我恐怕没有办法照顾你。
Is that in the future I may not be able to take care of you.
那么我心里很难过，我写下这封信寄给我爸。
And with a really sad heart, I wrote this letter and gave it to my dad.
所以我就离开家了。
And so I left the house.
那时我心里想，恐怕我这一辈子恐怕就到处服侍啊，没有办法照顾我父母。
And at the time I thought, well, now I'm going to leave the house. I may not have the opportunity to take care of my parents.
但是我没有想到1978年我到西雅图。
But I never thought that in 1978 when I came to Seattle.
我的父母选择跟我住。
That my parents chose to live with me.
我的兄弟们、姐妹们，他们的生活都比我好。
And all of my siblings had a better lifestyle than what I could provide.
我当初到西雅图是一无所有。
And when I came to Seattle, I had nothing.
但是我的父母选择跟我们住。
But yet my parents chose to live with me.
感谢主。
So I thank God.
我没有想到。
I couldn't have imagined.
我本来以为我这一生没有办法服侍他们。
I thought in my lifetime I would not be able to take care of my parents.
但是没有想到，最后的20多年，我的父母是跟我们在一起的。
That I never thought that the last 20 years of their lives they chose to stay with me.
我满心感谢神的恩典。
I, with a heart full of gladness, I worship the Lord.
不要以为说我们的神很残忍，不是的，他是充满爱心的。
Don't feel like the Lord is unreasonable and harsh. He's full.
你我可以放心大胆的把自己交在主手里。
So with full confidence, surrender yourself completely to Him.
主既然要求我们斩断一切属地的情感和联系。
And the Lord requires that we cut off all of our human relationship ties to serve Him.
因为否则你很难专心侍奉神的。
Otherwise, you can't wholeheartedly serve God.
我们知道跟随主啊，这个人情世故是一道很难跨越的一个障碍。
Serving God, one of the biggest hurdles to overcome is separation from our family, earthly relationships.
但是感谢神，我们神是恩典的神。
But we thank God that He is a God of grace.
但这里作诗人说，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，要注意听啊。
So here it says, listen, O daughter, give attention and incline your ear, forget your people and your father's house.
不要再纪念你的名和你的父家。
Sorry, forget your people and your father's house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
教会一失去了这种向着主绝对奉献的心智，教会的光景就会变得非常的软弱。
If we have lost this complete surrendering and devotion to God, then the church has lost its true purpose.
为什么地上的教会会变得个不冷不热呢？
Why is itThat the churches in the world are lukewarm.
因为我们奉献不够绝对。
Because our surrendering to Him is not complete.
我们要记得主耶稣把他自己给我们是毫无保留的给我们。
We have to remember that when the Lord gave Himself to us, it was without any restrictions.
所以我们今天也应当毫无保留的奉献给我们的主。
So today we need to give ourselves to the Lord without restrictions.
所以我们一再坚持说，今天主把我们聚集在这里，这个聚会只为着主的见证，只为着主的荣耀。
So today when we gather, we need to have the heart that says that we are only for the Lord and only for His house.
所以在这里，神对这个女子 有所要求。
So this is God's the king's requirement of the queen.
如果你是这样,
if you are like this,
弟兄姊妹们,
then the king will desire your beauty.
这样的教会在神的眼中来看,
this type of surrendering is the kind of church where God will desire our beauty.
这样的圣徒在神的眼中来看,
saints like this are truly beautiful in God's eyes.
就王说,
so it says here that the king will desire your beauty.
就不仅是主吸引我们,
so not only does the king, will the king desire us, but we will desire more of him.
刚才我们所唱的那318首的那诗歌最后一节,
and we just sang hymn 318 in the last verse.
就是人说,我丢弃万事,为要来得你的注意,我丢这些东西吸引你注意我。
So it says that we put everything else down so that we can desire more of you.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and
我们一直想追求一个好的基督徒的生活。
If we want to have a good Christian life,
只有你在奉献上绝对,
only when you have this complete surrendering to God will you be beautiful in His eyes.
这样他在你的身上才真正是你的主。
Only in this way will He truly be your God.
否则我们嘴巴说主啊主啊的, 他根本不是我们的主。
Otherwise, we'll just say with our mouths, Lord, Lord, but He really is not our Lord.
所以他说你当敬拜他, 把一切都归给他。
So it says you have to bow before Him and give everything and surrender completely to Him.
不仅这样还有好处, 外邦的好处都会来的。
And not only this, but other benefits will come.
并且你会吸引其他爱主的弟兄姊妹们在你中间也可以得恩典。
And the blessings will spread to others who love Christ.
我们曾经看见地上有多少地方的教会, 他们成为当时代的神儿女的供应的地方。
And we'll see that many churches are places that can be sources of abundance of God.
所以我想这个话对我们今天是重要的一个要求。
So these are words that are that speak of an important requirement.
我们没有时间详细去举很多例子。
And I don't have time to go into more details on this.
然后呢我们看见13节到15节。
Then we see verses 13 to 15.
这里告诉我们呢, 这个女子在王宫里面呢, 极其的尊贵啊。
And we can see just how noble this queen is.
她所行的都是充满了荣华,荣耀。
Everything about the queen is needs to be glorious.
这里呢,她首先告诉我们呢,她的衣服呢,是 用金线绣的,
and we see from in verse 13, first off, that her clothing is interwoven with gold.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道在旧约时代中啊,
in the Old Testament times,
那个君王穿的衣服, 就像那个大祭司穿的衣服一样, 上面有很多的刺绣, 很多的,
the king's garments are similar to the high priest where there's embroidery.
那么这个刺绣呢, 说明今天圣灵借着十字架在我们身上工作。
And so this stitching and embroidering speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我查了一下那个原文啊,
and I looked at the original word.
在第三节那个金线绣的那两个字,
and in verse 13, where it says interwoven with gold,
那个英文呢用了一个字叫做ouch.
In English, the original word has the meaning of pain, like ouch.
Ouch. 我呢不太敢去解释它。
And I don't dare to explain this.
我想您在这里这些年轻的孩子们都懂得什么叫做傲气。
But I think all the young ones here will know what it means when you say ouch.
我在想在经历上面来讲的话，这也是对的。
And I think experientially in our lives, this is accurate.
当主在我们身上绣的时候，每绣一针你都ouch。
As the Lord takes His needle and interweaves His stitching in us, we will that prick will respond. So it does hurt.
不过当然，他这个ouch可能还有其他的意思啊。
But of course, this ouch probably has other meanings.
但是无论怎样，他所穿的衣服。
But nonetheless, the garment of the queen.
圣经告诉我们，这个衣服就是我们的行为。
The Bible tells us that the clothing represents our conduct and how we live.
就是我们的生活表现。
What our lifestyle manifests.
原来神是在我们生活中的一针一针的把它绣出来的。
So in our life, God is individually stitching in us, in our lives.
我们知道这个刺绣是很花功夫的事情。
You know that this work of embroidery is very detailed work.
我有一次在中国。
There was one time I went to China.
我去参观那个刺绣工厂，它有个工厂啊。
Oh, I went to a factory that specialized in embroidery work.
我就看一个女工啊，她在那里刺绣。
And I saw this worker there who was stitching.
我说啊，你刺绣完这一幅画子，你要用多少时间呢？
And I asked her, how much time will it take for you to finish this embroidery work?
她说两年。
And she said it will take 2 years.
你知道，当用的针呢，就这么一点点。
That little needle that she was using was so thin.
每天做一点点。
And every day she would do a little bit.
需要有两年才能把这幅画绣出来。
It will take her 2 years to complete this piece.
所以它变成个艺术品了。
So she becomes
masterpiece.
Oh, it becomes an art masterpiece.
你知道以弗所书第二章告诉我们，
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us,
我们就是神手中主手中的杰作，对吧？
We are the workmanship of God.
这个工作是天天在这里做的。
So this work is done on us daily.
我们要明白主在我们身上的工作。
So we have to acknowledge the work that God is doing in us.
我们的年日是宝贵的。
The years that we have are precious.
因为呢，是他做工在我们身上的机会。
Because these years and days are opportunities where God can work in us.
他今天绣一针。
Today he might make one stitch in you.
Ouch.
And you might say, ouch, it hurts.
明天看了没有，过几天又绣一针。
And maybe after another day, he'll give you another stitch and it hurts again.
所以这个形容是很生动的，是的确是我们的经历，对不对？
So this illustration is very profound because it is our experience, isn't it?
所以你多让主绣几针呢？ 你在身上就显出美丽就更多。
So the more you allow God to do His stitch work in us, then we will become more beautiful.
我们很多人很怕打针的，对不对？
Many of us are afraid of getting vaccination shots.
一看就有针就跑掉了。
As soon as you see a needle, you run.
那绣不上去，那不行。
And if the Lord can't, if we run away from the Lord and He can't stitch in our lives, then it's useless.
把他儿子的性情。
God has placed the character of His Son
一针一针的绣在我们的生命。
One stitch at a time is embroidering the nature of His Son in us.
所以你会看见有些弟兄姊妹，他们愿意顺服主。
So you'll notice in some brothers and sisters who are willing to be obedient to God.
当年日过来的时候,
as the years pass,
他们基督徒的生活就越来越美丽。
That the life of the Christian life is more and more beautiful in them.
越来我们从他们身上能看见基督。And
more and more you can see the beauty of Christ in them.
这是我们一生在主面前
This is a lesson that will take our entire lifetime.
因为主一定要使我们变成美丽。
Because God is wants us to be made beautiful.
变成荣耀。
To be glorious.
因为我们是怎么样，与这个王要匹配的。
Because we are the bride to be matched with the king.
所以。 这里所提到的都是非常宝贵的一件事情。
So this is a very precious thing.
他只有穿了这么一个美丽锦绣的衣服，才能被带到王的跟前。
Only when this queen has worn this beautiful clothing can she be presented to the king.
那么这都是有属灵的含义的。
And there's all sorts of spiritual meanings behind this.
并且呢，随从他的陪伴童女。 也要被带到你面前。
And it says here that also the virgins who are her companions will also follow her and be brought to the king.
如果有人在主的身上被主这样工作过,
this says that this means that if you have been worked on by God,
会吸引很多其他的人一同跟随的,
then it will attract a lot of others to also follow the Lord.
这就是在教会历史中啊。
In church history,
有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹,
a lot of those who love the Lord,
他们后面跟着一大堆的人跟着他们,
behind them, there are many people who follow them.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你的爱主,
as you love God,
你的表现基督的美丽,
as you manifest the beauty of
Christ, 不仅使你能够到主跟前,
not only will that allow you to be
你还会吸引其他的人跟着一同到主跟前,
presented to God, but you will also attract others to follow you in the same way.
主希望我们是成为这样的一个情况。
So the Lord wants us to be in this kind of condition.
所以在 雅歌，旧约的雅歌书里面也有这样的话。雅歌 ，Song of Songs，
雅歌 ，In the book of the Song of Songs。
所以说，你若用爱吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。你看到吗？So
if you love the Lord, it says, then we plural will also love you in return.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters，
我们不是把人吸引到我们跟前，他这里讲。 把他吸到主跟前去了。
It's not that we are attracting others to us, but it says here that we are attracting others to God.
所以你知道，克拉的后裔们写诗歌的时候呢，用词用语都是非常的注意的。And
you can see the wording which the sons of Korah used is very unique and meticulously used.
并且他们不仅是被带到主跟前。
So they were not only brought before God,
并且是欢欢喜喜的进入王宫,
but you can see with gladness and rejoicing they enter the king's palace.
我们知道这个王宫就是王的家，王的居所，对吧？
We know that the king's palace is the home of the king.
这指的教会所,
and this speaks of the church.
教会是主的家,
the church is God's house.
是欢欢喜喜的被引到主的家中。
So they were brought into the house of God with gladness and rejoicing.
啊, 我记得从前有一位在欧洲的一个弟兄,
there was a brother in Europe.
好像他的名字叫什么, Ter Stegen, 这个弟兄啊, 是个德国人, 啊, 反正一个 brother,
Ter Stegen. German? There's a German brother by the name of Ter Stegen.
没关系, 这个字很难念，没有关系啊。 你知道他是一个非常爱主的人。
He was one who really loved the Lord.
哇，他每一次讲道吸引成千上万的人来听他讲道。
Every time he preached, it attracted thousands of people.
当然他不是说会讲笑话或什么，他是讲主的话，讲的 非常吸引人。
It wasn't that he was saying a lot of jokes, but it was speaking the word of God, and that attracted thousands.
有一次他累得不得了。
To the point where he was so tired.
他就想要一个人呢, 偷偷地跑到乡下去休息。
And so he thought he could sneak away to the countryside to rest.
他就跑到乡下去了。
So he went to the countryside.
他以为这下子他可以休息几天。
And so then he thought, well, now I can rest for a few days.
哪里晓得第二天早晨他打开他的窗户。
And to his surprise, when he opened his window the next morning,
一看不得了啊。
And he was shocked.
6,000个弟兄姊妹已经在他那个窗户门口了。
There were 6,000 brother Christians who were standing outside his house.
他们就大声地喊说，弟兄，我们要听你讲道。
And they were screaming out loud at him, brother, we want to hear you preach.
的确在教会历史中。
Indeed, in church history,
有许多侍奉主、跟随主的人。
There were some who really loved God and followed God.
他们身上表现基督的美丽。
They were able to express the beauty of Jesus.
就吸引很多的人一同来跟随。
And it attracted thousands to follow them.
弟兄姊妹们，他们被带入神家的快乐。
And they were able to enter into the house of God with gladness and rejoicing.
所以你看，今天呢，这个王后。
So you see today, this queen,
她不仅要有一个绝对的奉献，
she not only needs to have this complete offering,
在她的生活中还要接受神的工作，
but in her life, she needs to accept the work of God,
越多的顺服，
to be more obedient,
弟兄姊妹们就越具备这种的吸引的力量，
and then you will be more attracted by this.
所以这里告诉我们，
so here it tells us,
这个王后，
this queen,
她的生活和行为，
her life and how she conducts herself,
教会应该是具备这样的光景。
This is how the church should conduct itself.
啊，然后最后呢，来到十六、十七节。
And then lastly, we come to verses 16 and 17.
啊，因为这个要符合真理呀。
Because this is, we need to follow the truth.
所以我就说，可拉后裔的这些后裔们呢，他们是有启示的眼光的。
So as I mentioned, the sons of Korah who wrote this psalm had a prophetic vantage.
对神的旨意有个完整的看见。
They had just a complete understanding of God's will.
他说你的子孙要接续你列祖，你要立他们做王在全地之上。
And it says that you shall make your princes in all the earth.
我们晓得这是神的思想。
We know that this is the desire of God.
神不仅让他的儿子耶稣基督做王。
That he wants his son, the Lord Jesus, to be king.
并且我们所有的人，所有蒙恩得救的人，天父的儿女都要做王。
And all born again Christians will be princes.
哇，我们难以想象。
This is something that's unimaginable.
今天我们在聚会，这么多人，每个人都是王，哪有这么多国家给你管呢？
Today, there are all of us sitting here, all of God's children, we're all princes. There aren't enough countries for us to govern.
那么从古到今多少基督徒啊？
And from his beginning of time until today, how
每一个人都是做王的。
How many believers are there? Everyone is going to be a prince.
我年轻的时候我就听一个弟兄啊，他很谦卑啊。
There was a brother a long time ago, he was very humble.
他说我是个罪人。
He said, I am a sinner.
我什么都没有。
I don't have anything.
我不能像别人有恩赐能讲道，别人能做这个做那个。
I don't have gifts like others who could speak or the ability to do other things.
他说将来啊，我就到天堂门口扫地好了。
So he said, maybe when I go to heaven, I'll just be the janitor.
当然他这个意念很谦卑啊。
And of course his thought was very humble.
但是你知道将来到天堂新耶路撒冷那个街道没有灰的不需要扫的。
But when, We have to know that when we go to heaven, the New Jerusalem, there's no dust to sweep.
有人说我这样的小弟兄小姊妹算不得，我将来看门好了，看大门好了。
And maybe you say, well, I'm just a little Christian. Maybe one day when I go to heaven, I'll be the doorkeeper.
耶路撒冷的门也不需要你看。
And the New Jerusalem, you don't need to be the doorkeeper.
因为它是一颗珍珠的。
Because it is one pearl.
并且是天使在那里看着。
And it is the angel who is watching the door.
弟兄姊妹们，我们将来到天上做什么呢？
So, brothers and sisters, what will we be doing when we go to heaven?
神给我们的思想比这些荣耀的多了。
The thought that God has given us is more glorious than what we can
imagine. 每一个基督徒都是王。
Every single Christian is a prince.
在千年国度的时候啊。
And in the millennium,
那个时候你就要看见有许多圣徒们，他们已经与基督作王，管理全地。
And all of the Christians will be governing the world.
神的思想太荣耀。
And God's thought process is just so glorious.
然后最后我们看见，他要叫你的名，叫主的名啊，被万代纪念。
And lastly, it says that thy name to be remembered in all generations.
我们很多人在地上常常喜欢呢。 把我们的名弄出来，希望人家纪念，对不对？
In the world, we always want to be have our own names be remembered by people.
我到那个美国那个公园里面看，有很多椅子上面呢，都在 memory 什么什么人，我也不知道他是谁的。
And when I go to a lot of the parks in the area, you'll see benches and it says in loving memory of so and so. I don't even know who they are.
神只纪念他儿子的名。
But it shouldn't be like this. God only remembers his own children.
所以我们在地上的日子不要出名，你不要出名。
So in the world, we don't need to worry about fame.
因为神高举，只高举主的名。
Because we should only uplift and
exalt his name. 你看我们多愚昧啊，对不对？ 只有他的名被万代纪念。
Only his name will be remembered in all generations.
并且万民要永永远远称谢，永远赞美。
And all the peoples will give thanks forever and ever to him.
这最终一切的荣耀都是归给主的。
And so all of the glory belongs to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
诗篇45篇,
Psalm 45,
实在是一篇美丽的诗,
it truly is a beautiful psalm,
充满了启示的亮光,
full of prophetic light.
对我们来讲是多么重要的一个提醒啊。
And this is such an important reminder to us.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
愿我们能像可拉的后裔一样,
may we be like the sons of Korah,
我们爱主和主的家,
that we would love God and his house,
在地上的日子,
so that the days that we have in the
在教会的生活里,
world, in church life,
就能具备王后的尊严, 尊贵,
that we would be noble,
like a queen,
like the queen,
我们要与他相配,
so that we can be properly matched to our king, and this should be our desire.
主愿主施恩给我们,
so may the Lord bless us.
那么我想呢，最后呢，我跟弟兄姊妹一起来唱一下那个诗歌。
So lastly, if we could sing a song.
318首。
Same song we sung earlier, 318.
我们就唱第一节和第五节。
Let's just sing verses 1 and 5.
我们请大家起立，好不好？
Can we all please stand?
那么我们早晨呢，要把我们的敬拜归给我们的主。
And this morning we should give our worship to God.
所以早晨我们不仅光是听到，也用心灵来敬拜他。
So not only are we here to listen to a message, but in our hearts may we worship him.
这首诗歌中文的翻译很好啊。
I like the Chinese translation.
它第一句话很简单，说我当如何爱我的主。 我要怎么样来爱我的主。
In the Chinese it says, how shall I love him?
Yeah.
But in the English it's, how shall I follow him?
如何奉献使他欢喜？
And how can I offer myself to Him to gain His desire?
今天早晨,
so if you forgot and were not listening to this message at all, just remember these two questions. We should ask ourselves continually, how can I follow or love my God? How can I offer myself in a way that brings pleasure to Him? This should be the desire and life of a Christian.
我们请给我们弹一句，好吧。 请弟兄姊妹们用心来唱。
Please sing this with your heart.
我当如何爱我的主，如何奉献给他。
Lord, before your feet, we prostrate ourselves.
你付了重大的代价把我们救赎回来。
You paid the ultimate price to save us.
我们原是罪人，是卑贱的。We
are dishonorable sinners.
但是你要把我们变成尊贵。But
you are changing us to be people who are
noble. 你用你自己的性格来把你的荣耀
And you're building up your own nature of glory in us.
让我们能够完全与你来匹配，作为你的新郎新娘。
May we be properly adorned so we can be matched to you.
我们知道你等候着回来迎娶你的心腹。
And you know that we are waiting for your return.
的确，我们没有准备好。
But we have not prepared ourselves properly.
但是主你没有回来，你仍旧给我们机会。
But Lord, you are giving us opportunity.
愿你的爱吸引我们。
Lord, may you attract us with your love.
让我们能有更好美丽的奉献生活。
That we can have a complete surrender to you.
把我们全然交在你的恩手中。
That we can offer ourselves completely to you.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord,
我们等候你的回来,
we wait for your return.
我们仰望你自己是怜悯,
we look to your mercy.
保守我们,
may you keep us.
一个单纯的心爱你, 跟随你,
that we would give a pure and simple heart to love you.
愿我们能像可拉的后裔一样,
might we be like the sons of Korah.
我们爱主和主的家,
that we would love God and your house.
在地上没有别的要求,
that we would have no other desires.
一心跟随主,
but wholeheartedly love you.
愿今天早晨,
pray this morning.
所有弟兄姊妹的爱都归给你,
that all the brothers and sisters' love would be offered to you.
听我们的祷告,
please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.